In the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis, this machlok of Rav Shmuel when you makabel tainus. Rav says it's b'shas mincha, namely any time before the tainus and shas mincha, and Shmuel says it's dafka b'tfilas mincha. So, why is it dafka b'tfilas mincha? So Rashi says that it has to be it's in the time of mincha because it has to be samach to the tainus. So why not daven then shachris? That's even more shomach to the tainus. The tainus begins in the morning. At night you're allowed to eat. So the Rav said that you see that the halacha of both according to Rav and according to Shmuel is that the kabbal has to be before the tainus. But the tainus is the tainus that's chal is the yom ha-tainus. The whole day is part of the tainus, and the night is also part of the tainus. It's only that there's a heter to eat at light at night, but the tainus is the whole day, and that's part of the halacha called tainus shelo shakel of chamalav tainus. The chalois tainus and the chefzer shel tainus is the yom ha-tainus. So the night is also part of it, and the nafka midla halacha in this. Because there was a shaila that the Moshe has in the Igus Moshe, what if can a person make a chasana the night of Shavuos HaBetamos? Because during the 3 weeks, you're not allowed to make a chasana. The chasana is from the tainus of Shavuos HaBetamos to Tisha B'Av. Is the night included? Because at night you're not fasting. So the Moshe holds that the tainus only begins in the day, and you're allowed to make a chasana the night of Shavuos HaBetamos. But the Rav said, disagreed, and he said, you're not allowed to make a tainus because the 3 weeks begins with the tainus of Shavuos HaBetamos, and the tainus includes the night. And that's why the Kabbalah has to be not in Mariv, but the Mincha before. For Havaya, that the night is part of the Yom HaTainus, that the Loch is if a person went to sleep and he didn't make a Tanai that if he wakes up, he'll be allowed to eat. He's asked to eat even at night. And according to the Ramban, many Rishonim hold that there's no halacha of Tosefes Tainus. So why is he also to eat at night? The Teretz is because it's part of the Yom HaTainus. It's just a heter to eat before you go to sleep. But once you went to sleep, if you want Mekabel specific tonight, so you're not allowed to eat because that's part of the Tainus. And you see that also from Shittas of many Rishonim. Rashi quotes it in Shabbos from the Goyim that they used to say Anenu to Mariv. Because it's also part of the tainus. And that's where the Kabbalah has to be before. But coming back to why does Shmuel think that the Kabbalah has to be dafka in tefillas ha-tainus, in tefillas mincha? Because the Kabbalah is a Kabbalah, it's not just a regular neder, where you ask the chefzer, like by konomas, that the food comes awesome. It's a Kabbalah's tainus, ha-reini b'tainus. That Kabbalah has to come through a Kiyum Tainus itself. The Etzem Kabbalah is a Kiyum. So that comes through the Kiyum, the Haveni Tainus itself is a Kiyum Tainus, and it's part of the Za'okah of the Tainus. Proof to this is also that the Rambam says in Hilchas Tanius, Perakalas Alocha Yud, according to the Nusach of the Magen Mishnah, Kishispal Tfilas Mincha Ome Anenu. And this is all you find in the smog and the tour. So what does it mean that you should say Anenu in a day that you're not fasting? After all, he was on the Kabbal Tainus Lamocho. So you see that the Kabbalah itself is a Kiyum Tainus. And that's why the Ram thinks it's linked to Anenu. And therefore, if it's part of the Kiyum Za'okah, it has to be included according to Shit of Shmuel, that it should be part of the tefillah, and that's why it's included and incorporated. It has to be dafka according to Shmuel in the tefillah.